On Saturday, a group of indigenous community members walked roughly 7 miles in memoriam of a massacre that took place where a lithium mine is under construction north of Winnemucca. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck was invited to join and document the journey.
Robin Arevalo passes around a bundle of sage in an abalone shell to a small group standing outside the Shell gas station in Orivada. We take turns waving the burning sage over ourselves, letting the earthy-smelling smoke fall over us. We're also joined by Siklali, the dog, whose owner makes sure to smudge her, too. Smudging provides a bridge to ancestors and people who physically aren't able to be here, and as protection, Arevalo says.
Our prayers are carried with the smoke.
The Prayer Horse Remembrance Ride is in its third year and takes place throughout multiple communities during different seasons. But today, everyone participates on foot. The blue sky stretches overhead in the Quinn River Valley as a slight breeze keeps us cool. Autumn colors are settling in, and all we can see is a sea of sagebrush with golden yellow rabbit brush in bloom. Brown hills and jagged mountains surround us. Gary McKinney plays an uplifting and lightning protection song on a drum. Then he intentionally faces the bright sun for a prayer. Right when it wraps up, we get an unexpected visitor as a pickup truck pulls up.
You guys part of the Don't Light the Lithium Mine?
We got our ancestors that were massacred.
I'd like to see that lithium mine gone myself.
Yeah, you're...
The driver tells us he's concerned lithium mines will encroach where he can transport his cows. He declines to join our walk to Sentinel Rock, located at Behemoth, which translates to Rotten Moon in the Numu language. On September 12, 1865, 31 Paiute men, women, and children were murdered by federal cavalry members, according to two eyewitness accounts, including a survivor. Despite opposition and litigation from local tribes and environmentalists, construction is underway. Organizer Josh Deeney, a member of the Walker River Paiute tribe, leads the group with the prayer horse staff, which must remain in the front.
So the staff is made out of a willow that I picked down by our river. And I painted it with our red Indian paint. The tail I got off of our horse that we've been using, her name's Black Beauty, and I laid across between the fork of the staff and the eagle feathers. They're our protection. The eagle, he flies so high to the sky, he carries our prayers closer to Creator.
Deeney helped start the prayer horse ride to continue the legacy of his brother, Myron Dewey, who is an activist journalist. Deeney says he feels his brother guiding him, and it's part of his healing journey.
We come out here with our horses, our legs, with our vehicles, but most importantly, we come out here with our hearts and our prayers, and to remember this place here, Thacker Pass, because of the lithium mining that's coming in. The government, they're trying to erase us.
Walkers take turns bringing up the end of the group. I walk alongside Arevalo, who has indigenous ties to Ecuador, Chihuahua, and Ometitlan. She wants to see the mine put to a stop.
I understand that there's the pressure for the so-called green economy, and that in order to do that, we need all these heavy metals to make batteries and all these other things. There's got to be a better way to move away from pollution. I think it makes a bigger footprint, and in areas that are near indigenous communities, areas that are sacred to indigenous communities, that's not where the mining should happen.
But this walk isn't just to remember painful points in history. It's about connecting with Native culture, healing, and bringing people together.
It's about going and making space and holding space for whatever each community needs. A lot of knowledge has been lost as elders pass on and make their journey. There's been a lot of knowledge lost with the generations that were kidnapped to the government schools.
As we approach the final 2 miles, everyone gathers close to finish the walk as one. The landscape transitions into long yellow grass covering rolling hills, separated by a fresh, dark asphalt road with dashed yellow lines. We turn off the paved path onto a dirt road leading up to Sentinel Rock. It's dark brown and resembles a tree stump jutting out of the ground. McKinney is holding an eye-catching yellow flag, flapping wildly in the strong afternoon wind, which reads, "Life over lithium." McKinney, a member of the Duck Valley Shoshone Paiute tribe, helped form the coalition People of Red Mountain, which opposes lithium mining. He says his great-great-great-grandfather, Ox Sam, was a survivor of the massacre at Behemoth.
Oh, this is the human fight here.
He calls lithium a sham and says it's all about money.
Well, maybe they can go mine Arlington Cemetery, or maybe they can go and drill oil in the White House, or maybe one of President Biden's ancestors has oil. They do it to ours, but how dare I go there?
After 8 hours, the walk ends at a plateau with a 360-degree view of the vast green and yellow desert. In the distance is the start of one of the largest lithium mines in the world, overseen by Canada-based Lithium Americas. As the group shares songs, prayers, and food, Deanie pledges to never give up.
As long as I could ride, I'm gonna ride every year.
Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News at Sentinel Rock.